Today's share in the Dear Shem Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. We are on the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah. Be'ezus Hashem, we're going to be finishing off Siman Tov Kuf Samach Zayin and starting Tov Kuf Samach Ches. Begin on the very top line, very top word, with Sif Beis and the Mechaber. Continue our discussion about various halachos of Atanas Tzibur, tasting food on Atanas Tzibur. So the Mechaber tells us, Yesh Omrim, this opinion is brought down in Hagos Maimonios and also the Rokeach. And this Yesh Omrim says, Shlohi Tiru Revius Bepam Achas Elamad Mat. That which we said that you could taste without swallowing and spitting it out was that you ate or tasted less than a Revius and you did it a little bit at a time. Mat Mat. On the other hand, the Yesh Omrim, there's another opinion, this is the Rashba, that says, Shafilu Bepam Achas Yochel Litom Ad Kedei Revius. Even in one fell swoop, you could have up to Revius and that's okay. It doesn't ruin it as long as you're spitting it out. And that is, as the Mechaber says, if you know for certain, that you won't swallow it. So the first opinion says you have to do it slowly, a little bit by a little bit, and then spit it out. The second opinion says you can even do it all at once, up to a revius, as long as you're certain that you're not going to swallow it. Now, what's going on over here? So Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Zayin, Ma'at Ma'at, he says, this tasting, this te'ima zu bechech, it's only on the front palate, ulurakoko miyad, and then you spit it out immediately afterwards. To make sure, shlo tavor menachech ulahalo, that it shouldn't go beyond the front of the palate and be swallowed. And he says, v'chol yom kulam mitzdar levius, according to the first opinion, that you only have to do mat mat up to revius, the whole day counts towards making the shir revius. The yosim revius also b'chol gavni, and certainly more than revius is also under any circumstances, because doz chashiva hanor, then it's considered that you're getting some significant benefit from it. Tisha foot number 7 brings down, Linya Misha Shochach V'yochal B'tainis, in regards to a person who forgot and ate on a tainis. So we will learn in Yitzhak Shem in Simon Tov Kuv Samaches in a couple of days, She'ei Mitztarif L'Shir Kizayis, we only contribute towards the making of the Shir of Kizayis, Masha Ochal Toch Kidei Achilas Prast. In order to do there, to have a Kizayis, has to be within a certain period of time that we've mentioned many times in the past, called Kedei Achilas Pras, somewhere between 2 and 9 minutes. Avol Imshor Yosim Izeh, if there was an interval more than that in between the eatings, they're not going to be mitzdarev to the shir of a kizayis. V'dino k'misho ha'pochus b'kizayis shelo mavsa tainis. So in that situation, you wouldn't lose your tainis and you wouldn't have to make it up. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Ches tells us, v'yesho m'shafilu p'machas, the opinion of the Rashba, that even in one larger amount, as long as it's not more than a revius, you're okay. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, midikos of mchaber din zeh b'shem yeshomim v'yeshomim v'lo echriya b'davar. Since the first opinion is yeshomim, the second opinion is yeshomim, he doesn't say which one he prefers. Mashma d'dayta l'hokel. The general rule of thumb in this situation is that he wants to take the more lenient opinion, l'maisa, d'hu milsim d'rabbanan, because the whole thing is a d'rabbanan here, so therefore he can be lenient. Sofek d'rabbanan l'kula. However, in the Chayadav he brings down, Hetik Rak De'arishon L'achmir, he only brings down the more stringent first opinion from the Agos Maimonios in the Rokeach that says that you have to do it pochus pochus ma'at ma'at. The Efshar Shetam Mishum Damogin Avram Hevi B'Shem Kam Rishonim K'de'arishona. And maybe that's because the Chayadav doesn't quote the second opinion, because the Mogin Avram brings down various Rishonim that hold like that first opinion besides the Agos Maimonios and the Rokeach. Sivkot and Tess, up until the Revius, according to this, as long as you're not having a revius at one time, you can have multiple times tasting as long as you're not at a revius. Kopam kidei revius, as long as it's less than a revius each time. Then isa betima im lo bala, because there is no isa whatsoever if you're just tasting it without swallowing it. However, ava yosef revius, if you're going to taste more than a revius, even if you're going to spit it out, avilo rakto im pam achas, then would be osur. Why? Because it's impossible that when you're filling up your mouth to this revius, your mouth and cheeks are filled, it's impossible that you won't swallow a little bit, and then it's a problem. Sif Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Mi shedarko lechotz pibishachos. If a person is accustomed to normally rinsing out his mouth, he gargles every morning by getting up in the morning by shachar's time. So on a tanis tibur, lo kosher lemevarochi, it's not proper to do so. However, avo betanis yochid, shari kivin shapolet. But on a private individual tanis, it's allowable because he's going to spit it out. So on a tanis tibur, you shouldn't do this, but on a private tanis, you could. And he says, "Vafilu yesh b'mayim shirochet yosim revius." And in this situation, where you're allowed to do this, tanis yochet, even if there's more than revius, since you're spitting it out, it's not a problem. Let's understand this better by looking at the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yud. He says, "On the tanis tibur, you're not really doing something right. Lo kosher lemevet hochi, you shouldn't do this. This is talking about haynu betanesim aksuvim. This is talking about the four tanesim that we have in Tanakh, where we're dealing with some gedaya, asar betevus, Shavuos Batamus and Tisha B'Av. So they are a higher source, Minas Sofrim, and therefore on those you have to be stricter. Sivkon Yud Aleph, it's not proper to do this. Ubamakum tsar, however, yesh lahatir rechitzas pebe mayim b'chol tanasibu. But if it's really uncomfortable for the person, it's a really pasty mouth in the morning when he gets up, it's going to bother him all day long. So then he brings down, there are those that would say, in this situation, you could rinse your mouth out on these tanit sibur. Rashi zar b'yosef, but you should be extremely careful. Lichvov rosho, should bend over your head, upiv in your mouth, lamata, downwards, shelo yavo l'grono, so that the water shouldn't get in the back of your throat and you'll swallow it. Bafilu b'tishabav, he says, technically, yesh lahatir, kishulo tsar godl. The person is really uncomfortable. You have to define each person for himself what tsar godl is. The person is so uncomfortable, he can even do this theoretically on tishabav. Ubiyam kippurim, however, yesh lahachim gamazeh, but not on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, he shouldn't do this. And he brings down the Yom Chai Adam and also in the El Yerabah. Now, Dishavu number 8 brings down for the Beis Yosef, where we learned earlier in Simon Dalit in Shulchan Aruch, very, very beginning of Aruch Chaim, he says, Shetov ladiach piv kol matvila. A person should normally rinse his mouth out every morning to get rid of the ririm, to get rid of the strands of saliva and the gook that's in your mouth. This way, when you're saying Hashem's name, you shouldn't have the filth in your mouth. However, he says, that's not true on a tainis. On a tainis, shouldn't do this, again, because of the concern that you may come to swallow the water. Now, Dir Shavuot number 9 brings down, somebody has really bad breath, he has halitosis, and he needs to rinse his mouth out or to brush his teeth. So we already learned previously in the Minchas Yitzchak, by Dayan Weiss, that's all. Shem yesh lo tsar ekev kach, if you're going to be in a lot of discomfort because you have this foul mouth odor, you're allowed to go brush your teeth in that situation, but again, you should be very careful not to swallow any of the fluid that you're brushing your teeth with or rinsing out your mouth. He says, on Tisha B'Av, it's mutter only im yesh lo mizeh tzar godol, only if you're really, really in discomfort. If he doesn't have tzar godol, then what you are allowed to do is just brush your teeth with a dry brush without any water. That would be allowed. Then he tells us, if somebody has sores in his mouth or on his tongue, and he needs to go and rinse his mouth out with water, so he brings down from the Shel Shuvas Dovi Misharim, Shibamakum Tzarech Godol. Again, if it's really necessary to do so, one can be makel to do this even on Yom Kippur. But you try to do this with water that's not really potable, with water that doesn't really get drunk, because then you're not going to get any hanoah, and there's no chashash that you're going to swallow it. And it's Kivish Osa Kein L'Refuah. You're doing this for medicinal purposes, it doesn't count as Ruchitza. Finally, Tisha B'Av number 10 brings down, even though on Tisha B'Av it's Asur Ruchitza, you're not allowed to go rinse anything. Even to put your finger into water, we said, you're not allowed to do that. Nevertheless, an istinus, a very fussy person, would technically be allowed to wash his face with water if it really, really disturbs him. And therefore, because if you don't allow him to do this, he's going to be very, very uncomfortable all day, won't be able to focus and concentrate on anything. And therefore, that's not called the Ruchitza Shel Tainug, and that would be allowed. Now we go to Mishnah Berurah, Sivkon Yud Beis, where he says, Kivon Shemiskavin Lirchotz Piv Lo Miskavin Litom. We said, on a Tanis Yochid, you're allowed to do this because your intention isn't to taste this Lo Miskavin Litom. Your whole purpose is Kivon Shemiskavin Lirchotz. You're doing it to do a Rechitza, and you're not doing it to taste it. So therefore, Lo Mishani Biosum Revis. You're not going to get Hanor from it unless you have a Revis. Dirshu footnote number 11 brings down, the same thing applies. You're not supposed to taste anything before Kiddush, even water technically. So we brought down, you can rinse your mouth out on Shabbos morning. That's not a problem. You're not doing this to taste the water. You're doing this to rinse your mouth out, and that's allowed. The Mishnah Berurah points out, but you must do this with water. You can't do this with other liquids. Abu Bashar Mashkin, after the Ishlahachman, Biosim Revius. The other Mashkin, you certainly shouldn't do this with, especially if it's more than Revius. And certainly, if it's something that's not good to drink, such as vinegar, then mutter k'mobim wine. Then it has the same halachic status as water. But if you're doing it with something that is enjoyable to drink, so then you shouldn't. The issue foot number 12 does point out that if you do like the taste of the vinegar, then the Aruch HaShulchan says, lo yirchatzbo, then you're not allowed to go and rinse your mouth out with that. Finally, we conclude Simin Tov Kuf Sach Zayin with the words of the Ramah. He says, Hago, umutter lilos, one is allowed to chew atzei kinamon, pieces of cinnamon, ushar besamim, or other types of spices, the eitz masok, or sweet type of wood, lelachle legerono veliflot, to go and gargle, so to say, in your throat, and then to spit it out. That's allowed, on all the other tenesim, Movad b'yom kippurim, the osur. Except on Yom Kippur, it's not allowed. He brings down from the Mordechai, and there goes my money os. The Mishnah Berurah explains the Sivkot Yud Gimel, b'bnei shehu daraisa. Here, on Yom Kippur, you're dealing with din daraisa, and therefore we have to be more careful. Avozeh odavka l'dasa Mordechai. But as we just pointed out, this is the opinion of the Mordechai. But according to the Mechaber, avol l'dasa Mechaber leil b'sif alef, the osur b'tisha b'av, he says it's not even allowed on Tisha b'av. And l'chein l'dasa Ramah, the osur b'chol tanesi b'av, the Ramah said not only on Tisha b'av, but on the other three tanesim as well. Gan bin yoneinu dino hachi. So they would be machmir over here as well. Or the inyan of law roko. What about swallowing your saliva on these days? So matra mogin of rum ap yom kippur. The mogin of rum says even on Yom Kippur, a person is allowed to swallow the saliva that he has generated. Even though things that aren't potable, things that normally aren't drunk, if you drink them on Yom Kippur, it's potra of a loser, it's nisa derabanan. It may not be nisa deraisa, but it's nisa derabanan. But saliva is different. Hocha shiny. Why? Kivan she'en kavanaso klali shasiya. When you're swallowing your saliva, you have no intention of you drinking your saliva, and therefore it's not considered drinking at all. The issue footnote number 13 brings down the reason for the iser shekishaloa. So when you're chewing on these pieces of cinnamon or wood, al kolponim margish tam. You're getting a beneficial taste from it, and that's why you're not allowed to do it. The issue footnote number 14 brings down from the Aruch HaShulchan, she efshe shelo lavolo. If we didn't allow you to swallow your saliva, what are you going to do all day? You'd have to constantly spit. That's not the way you're supposed to spend Yom Kippur, and therefore to swallow your saliva is not a problem. In a later paragraph of Dishavut 14, he writes, the lilos lefnei tanis shorish mosok, licorice, to go and chew before the tanis on something sweet like licorice, in order that the himona mi lirok bevesakneses, you shouldn't have to go and salivate and swallow your saliva in the bevesakneses. So we said that that's not such a good idea. Because it's going to leave this sweet taste in your mouth, and every time you swallow the saliva, it's going to have this sweet taste to it, and that might be problematic. Finally, the Shari Tshuva has one last discussion here, which we've had previously as well, about tobacco. And he says that one can be makel on this with all the tanesim, with the exception of Tisha B'Av, because of the strength of the Avelis, one shouldn't use tobacco on that date. We've had this discussion previously. Certainly, as I pointed out many times, one shouldn't use tobacco at all, whether it's a tainis or a weekday. That concludes Simen Tov Kuf Samach Zayin, and we begin Simen Tov Kuf Samach Ches, which deals with the halachos of Nidrei Tainis, making vows to take upon yourself a Tainis. We begin with the Mechaber Sif Aleph. Nodar Lisanos Yom Zeh. The person states specifically he vows to take upon himself a neder that he's going to fast on a certain specific day. And then V'shachach V'yachal, when that day came, he forgot and he ate. So Mashim Taniso, he still has to complete the Tainis that day as soon as he realizes that he's not supposed to be eating. And likewise, Vuadin, in my Yatanis Chalom, if he was fasting because he had a bad dream, or Shah Yatanis Tzibur, it was a public Tzibur's Tainis that was Gozer on the Tzibur, oh, Shahi Yom Yodua Lo Lisanos, it was a specific day, he had to fast on that day. For example, it was a yard site, Yom Shemesbo Ovido Rabo, that he was fasting because it was the day of loss of his parent, his father, or his rabbi, and he was fasting on that day, and he forgot to. So then in that situation, you mashlim the Tainis, you continue fasting even though you ate, and the rest of the day you fast and you don't have to make it up. But if he just stopped, took upon himself to take upon him a fasting of one day or 2 days without specifying the specific date, and then he started to fast on that day, on a specific date, and shachach, he forgot, then he ate kizayis, so then he doesn't finish that fast, ebayed tani, so whatever he fasted he lost, and he has to go make it up and fast on another day. That was a lot, so let's now see the Mishnah Berurah. He starts off with Sivkot and Aleph. He says, "Afilu hazed." Even the person intentionally ate on the specific day that he had designated to be a fast day. Beochal harbe, and even ate a lot. Just stop right now. Lo yochal yose, don't eat anymore, and be mashlim the tanis. Sivkot and Beis mashlim the tanis. Wrote to Loma, what the Mechaber is telling us: Muchuyev lahashlim also ayom. He must fast the rest of that day. Then yotzi b'meshi yisana yom acher, and he can't fulfill his tanis by fasting on a different day because he said this specific day. Given the parat v'nidro yom zeh, he said I'm going to fast on Tuesday the 17th of Cheshvan, so he has to fast Tuesday the 17th of Cheshvan. And even if he ate by that day with forgetting, so then he still has to complete the fast and not fast a different day instead, because the haynu sham reswal the day beforehand he took upon himself harini b'tanis. He accepted upon himself that specific day to fast. The issue for number one brings down, what happens if somebody is supposed to fast and he made a bracha? So what should he do? So he brings down the Shari Tshuva in this situation, in the name of the Nechbe B'Kesef, Shekadesh Lotia Bracha Levatola, in order not to make a Bracha Levatola, he just made a Bracha, Shahakol, he's about to drink the water, he remembers he has a tinness, so what we should do in that situation is eat or drink a small amount. And therefore, you won't lose the tinness, and you won't make a Bracha Levatola. However, he says, Omnom, however, Emira can be achas b'arbataniyos, if it's on one of the four critical fast days, so then the Nechba B'Kesef writes, lo yitom imenu, he shouldn't eat on that day. What should he do? Say Baruch Shem for Machasol Yom Vet, which is the nusach that you say when you make a bracha by accident. Because Kimishu Om also Bachilu, since it's forbidden for you to eat that day, so you're not allowed to eat, and therefore it's not a bracha of Atola. What can you do? You're not allowed to eat, and therefore you say Baruch Shem, and that will be enough. And there's the opinion of Yashas Zatzal as well. On the other hand, the Mata Yehuda brings down also the Zochli Avram in the name of Kama Poskim, that they disagree with the Nechba B'Kesef. And according to them, Ladaita, b'chol inyan ein litom, even in the other Tanesim, you're not allowed to go and taste if you made a bracha. Ve'en lochash lisa bracha v'tol, we're not concerned about bracha v'tol. You just say bracha shame, and that's it. And he says, Ke'en zeh linyan ma'echu she'esh chashash iser, neder b'achiloso. Somebody took upon himself a neder not to eat something, and he forgot. And he made the bracha on it, so he brings down from the Steich HaEmed, that lo shalo yuchlenu, don't eat it. Ve'lo yichosh lisa bracha v'tol. We don't concern ourselves with bracha v'tol in that situation. Footnote number two brings down, how come he has to continue fasting? He already ate. So he brings down for Shelus Shuvas Eretz Tzvi, Shebechol Tainis Yeshnei Dinim. There are two aspects to every Tainis. Number one, the Mitzvah Lasanos. And number two, there's a Siguf Es HaNefesh, that affliction that you're taking upon yourself on the Tainis. And therefore, while you've already eaten, so you're not fasting, but the affliction aspect still applies. And therefore, Misha Ochel, Abitel, Bekacha Tainis, you may have not done part one, we call mokom adayin also lecho machmas adin hasheni. You have to afflict yourself, and therefore you don't continue eating. Now we're going to Mishbur Simkon Gimel, and he says, V'nira de betanis sibur apa pisha ocha yochol amar inenu betuloso. Even if you ate on one of these tanis siburs, you can still say anenu in your shmon esrei, because the shaykh lomar anenu b'yom tzoma tanis is that, because it is a tanis. Kamo shetiknu chachom l'tanis bo, because the rabbi said to fast on this day. As we already learned previously, ukadel is simen tov kuf samach hei. But, however, imutanis yochiv, it's a private tainis, even though you still have to go and complete it, in this situation, you wouldn't say anenu. Albeit, dear Shufut number 4 says, if you don't say b'yom tzom tanisenu, the Shaaret Zion earlier in Simon Tavkuf Samach Beit said it's okay, in the name of the Prima Gadim, that you could say anenu without just saying b'yom tzom tanisenu. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Dalu. He says that if you began to fast and then you forgot, so then if it's a neder that you said you're going to fast just some days, so then you lost that day the fasting and you have to make it up. Reasoning is, Hatam, kivin shebetchilas kabbalas hatainis, since when you accepted upon yourself to take these fasts, lo yicheid al oso yom dafka, you didn't specifically select that day. And therefore, al kain, avshes won't keep a lot of mincha, even though by mincha the day before you said, v'amarini betainis lamachar, nevertheless, that won't fulfill your vow if you ate. Yochalot says, yidei chavasa b'meshiyashim yom acher, and you can finish it off the tainis on another day. That's why you have to do so. Sivkorn, hey, if you ate a kizayis, I will pachas be kizayis. If you ate less than a kizayis, after lechatchil also lechol afilu mashu, even though technically you shouldn't eat anything, but mikol makom b'diavad, in this situation where you ate less than a kizayis, misane umashlim ein sorach yom acher, then you are allowed to finish the fast and you don't need to make up day elsewhere. Vos lechol ayom yoser, and you can't eat any more that day, kibun shekiblo b'tanis miyesel, because you did accept upon yourself the fast this day, the day before by mincha time. Furthermore, Yehoshua means that even more than this, even if you had a kezayis, but eating it all at once, the short main time, Yehoshua mechilas pras, and as long as you had more than a mechilas pras in between the half the kezayis and the other half the kezayis, lo mitzdarif, they don't combine. And as we pointed out earlier in the shir, v'dino kipachos mekezayis, and this is considered less than a kezayis, she'eno ma'abe tanis bezeh, and you wouldn't lose your fast, you would have to still continue to fast, and it would count. Furthermore, ulinyan shisiya, in regards to drinking, ashir imshosam lo lugmab, the amount is a cheekful, a mouthful, hapachos vizel lo mikri shisiya bidiyavet. Less than that is not considered a share of drinking bidiyavet, and umashlam taniso. In that situation, you finish off your tainis as well, in sorach lasanos yomacher, and you don't have to do a makeup. Sivkot and vav, that in this situation, you have to fast another day when you drank more than a revius or you ate more than a kizayis. But the Mishmur says, vimkiba lasanos shneyam ritzufim, if you said you're going to eat two, and you're going to fast two consecutive days, and you ate in between, so then that also ruins it. You have to go fast two separate days. And this will be other days. Yom Acher. The Mishnah Berurah explains, Shalim, two full days. But at least that day you can continue eating. Tradition footnote number 9 points out when we said you're fasting 2 days, it's only if you agree that you're also fasting the night in between. Because the dafkim kibo b'mafurish l'sanos gam b'laylish v'neim, that you personally accepted upon yourself the 2 days and the night in between. But if you didn't say so specifically, then the Ramah earlier in Simon Tov Kuf Samach Bey says shemut lecho b'laylish v'neim, because mistamen that's not what you meant. Finally, the Ramah concludes, we'll do the Mishnah Berurah on this Ramah tomorrow, and he says, V'yesh machmirim, there is a more machmir opinion that says, Da'afilu benodah l'sanos yom zeh, even when you specifically said, I'm going to fast on this day, which we pointed out from the Mechaber, means that you just, if you ate by accident, still have to just finish the fast and don't have to do a makeup. He says, the Ramah brings down this machmir opinion, D'chayv l'hashem, that you do have to do a makeup day, in addition to finishing off this fast, become more machmirim l'sanos yom acher. You should fast another day, brings down the name of Trumas Hadeshen, and we'll discuss this tomorrow. This concludes today's shir.